insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 32nd verse of this chapter.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قالت يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون.
She said, O eminent ones, advise me in my affair. I would not decide a matter until you witness for me.
So, as you were with us, dear listeners, in the previous episode, we mentioned that the letter from the Prophet Solomon was received by the Queen of Sheba. It was mentioned in that letter that there were only three things that were important to be mentioned. First of all, is that it is from the Solomon. It starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. And it ended with this sentence, أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. So this is what was mentioned in the letter. When the Queen of Sheba read this letter to the chiefs, and then she said, the 32nd verse says, قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأْ أَفْتُونِي فِي أَمْرِي مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا حَتَّى تَشْهَدُونَ. She said, O chiefs, pronounce to me respecting my affair. Not affair have I decided except in your presence. So the Queen of Sheba, this Bilqais, was a very wise and intelligent one. She possessed a very high standard of the ability of the recognition. She had also some men and counselors with whom she used to actually think about everything. With whom she used to counsel the news and events of the locality. So, after being aware of the contents of the letter from Solomon, and after mentioning the content to the people, she, addressing them, said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأْ أَفْتُونِي فِي أَمْرِي. O chiefs, pronounce to me respecting my affair, فِي أَمْرِي مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا حَتَّى تَشْهَدُونَ. No affair have I decided except in your presence. And by this action, she actually wanted to attract their attention to her. So, and this means that she wanted to strengthen her situation among them. And by the meantime, she wanted to estimate and study the amount of their agreement with her following decisions.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
So brothers and sisters, in the 32nd verse, as you were with us, we understand that the Queen of Sheba is very intelligent, and since she wants to measure the estimation of the agreement of the people with her decisions, she says, مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا حَتَّى تَشْهَدُونَ. I have never decided upon an affair except with your presence. So this means that she is so wise. She wants to attract their attentions to her. Okay? So in the beginning of this verse, we read, قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأْ أَفْتُونِي فِي أَمْرِي. O chiefs, pronounce to me respecting my affair. The Arabic word aftuni is derived from fatwa, which originally means the proper and correct judgment in complicated affairs. So, by this means, the Queen of Sheba both told them the complexity of the issue and made them attentive to this matter, that they should take care of expressing their views so that they might not go upon a wrong way. And the Quranic word tashhadun, hatta tashhadun, that is mentioned, is also derived from the word shuhud, as you already know, in the sense of presence. Now, this is a kind of presence which is accompanied with cooperation and consultation. So this is the important part. The point is that what was mentioned in the letter was as short as possible. And it is interesting that the content of the letter was not more than three sentences. One sentence was the name of Allah, the statement of his attributes, and the fact that he is merciful, he is compassionate. The second sentence was a recommendation for controlling the low desire and abundance of self-superiority. Allah ta'lu alayya, Solomon said. And this sentence was the origin of many personal and social corruptions mentioned there. Allah ta'lu alayya. If you control your self-superiority, many problems will be solved. And the third one was to submit to the truth. And if we carefully notice them, there was nothing more necessary than these three statements. And after reading all this, which was really short and concise, Queen of Sheba, Bilqais, told the content to the people, informed them, and she made them aware of the decisions that she is going to take. Now, this shows that she is really wise and she has a very high standard of the ability of recognition among the people. That's why she wanted to actually know whether they agree with her decisions or not. We'll discuss more in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.